Hello.
Hello, Miss May.
Yes, can you hear me better?
Much, much better. Thank you so much for letting me do that. Sometimes on these transfers, I don't know why the audio quality just kind of goes in and out, and so I've become accustomed to just first thing I ask for is the phone number in case we, do lose the connection, like it seemed like we were about to. So thank you for your patience with me. Again, ma'am, my name is Randy Reese. It is Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. I am on a recorded line, and I'm going to help you see if we can take a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Okay. Now, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have an attorney.
Okay. And this is housekeeping. I promise I won't ask this one again, but are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, ma'am, or signed any document with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Now, are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Now, were you diagnosed with taking diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And ma'am, what was your date of diagnosis, Miss May?
May 2014.
Do you know the approximate day of the month? And just your best guess is acceptable. I know that was a long time ago. Well, do you remember if it was the beginning of the month, mid-month?
It was about mid-month. I want to say around like between the 10th and the 13th.
Okay. We can put the 12th in. Does that sound agreeable?
That's fine.
Okay. My mother's birthday is the 4th of May, so I know that's Emerald. So I know a little bit about that month. So the reason I mention that is sometimes when I'm helping folks remember dates, especially if they're a couple years back, I'll try to maybe see if I can come up with a life event or something, a birthday or something that might jog your memory just a little bit, if that helps. Okay. That I'm just explaining myself. That's all I was doing there, Miss May.
No,
Okay. Thank you, Miss May. What is your date of birth, please, young lady?
October 4th, 1991.
10-04-1991. Thank you. And of course, I am going to text you my phone number. So if you have any questions at the end of this call, or if you know anybody that would like to speak to me about this claim, you're more than welcome to pass on my number to them as well. And thank you for that. Continuing, Ms. May, did you consume the brand contraceptive Depo Provera? In other words, the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I did.
Now, ma'am, within that 1 year, within any 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to getting the meningioma?
Yes.
And ma'am, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and now the present date?
Yes.
And ma'am, when do you think you started using the Depo to the best of your memory?
It was around February 2010.
Did you remember if it was the beginning of the month, middle of the month, approximately what day? Your best guess?
I honestly don't.
Okay. Do you think it was the beginning of the month? It is a required that I put something in there. Remember, they're going to pull your records on here. So as far as really just the best of your memory is acceptable, ma'am. So if you think it was the beginning of the month, here's one for you. It was Valentine's Day in the middle of the month. Does that?
I believe it was at the towards the end of the month.
Okay. And February is a short month, so we could, would it be reasonable to put February 25th of 2010?
Sure.
Okay. And then this one might be a little easier because it usually goes somewhere around with your diagnosis date, and I hate to say it like that, but when did you stop using the Depo?
I stopped using it in May.
Of 2014, ma'am.
I'm trying to think.
That's okay. Take your time.
No, it was not 2014. It was yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was May 2014.
Okay. And Was that, remember, your diagnosis date was approximately the 12th of May of 2014. So would that be when you stopped using it, when you found out that you had the meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and put the same date. Did you get a shot prior to going in for the diagnosis? Do you remember?
Well, I was getting them. I was getting them every 3 months.
Okay. So you would have just received a shot right before you got your diagnosis of meningioma. You probably didn't even know it had to do with the depo, correct?
I did not.
Yeah, that's what I hear from a lot of ladies, ma'am. You poor thing. I'm so sorry. So reasonably then, your diagnosis date would have been when you stopped using depo then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And again, that was meningioma. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
And can you please spell your first name for me, Ms. May?
J-H-E-R-I-C-A.
Thank you, ma'am. And can you please spell your last name for me?
May, M-A-Y.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there any suffix to your name?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And I have for your email, jhericacm91@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
And then for your phone number, I have area code 256-608-6617. Is that correct?
Yes.
And ma'am, is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Email.
Thank you, ma'am. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Anytime. I would say morning.
Perfect. And ma'am, what is your address, please?
My address is my mailing address.
Yes, ma'am, your mailing address, where you live, correct?
Is 5814 Woodgate. That's Woodgate, is one word.
Yes, ma'am.
Circle. Anniston, Alabama, 36206.
Thank you, ma'am. And that's in Calhoun County?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm locating that. Is there any apartment number or anything?
No, it's not.
I was just looking to see how close you were to Montgomery. You're along with Birmingham. Okay.
Not close at all.
I see that. My mom is from Troy, Alabama, actually.
Okay.
Anyways, who is your diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor, Sam Samuel, I want to say. Samuel Bowen.
Bowen. Is it B-O-W-E-N? I'm going to look him up on Google.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And where would I find him at? Was that in Alabama?
Yes, Birmingham.
In Birmingham.
Ascension St. Vincent.
Okay. Ascension St. Vincent. Years and years ago, while I'm looking this up, my uncle used to own a barbecue restaurant in Union Springs, Alabama.
Oh, what was it called?
I don't remember. That was so long. I'm in my 60s. That was so long ago.
I'm sorry.
And I'm the youngest of a bunch of kids, so that really was a long time ago, so I apologize. I have Samuel Bowen. He's a neurosurgeon in Birmingham, Alabama. Is that the gentleman we're speaking of?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you see him at both Ascension there in Birmingham as well as at his office, or did you always see him there at the hospital?
No, just at the hospital.
Okay. Now, because I have an address of 810 St. Vincent's Drive, WCC, Suite 5450, Birmingham, that's probably his office, correct?
I'm not sure if it's a – I know it's a big building, but
– let me check it out. I'll find it.
I don't know if it's an office or what.
I can find it. This is the beauty of
it. But I do believe it was on St. Vincent's Drive.
If it's like those medical centers,
I don't know
chances
the,
are there's yeah, like I know what you're saying. So it's called Ascension Birmingham. I'll find it.
I
it'll
just
be
know
easy.
they're all owned by the same people.
Exactly. They're out here even, to be honest with you. We're in
Oh, really?
California. Yeah. Now you went to St. Vincent's, the one there, correct? It's
Yes, in
Ascension St.
Birmingham.
V there, where we found it. See, it came right up. And that is, you were correct about the street. And you're right. The only difference was is he had a suite number, so yeah, his office is probably right there in the medical center. That's good too. He had excellent reviews, by the way. I meant to mention that, which is good.
Yeah.
And I'm copying and pasting in case you're wondering what I'm doing because I've got everything I need. So I'll tell you what I put. I put Samuel Bowen, he's your doctor, Ascension St. Vincent's, Birmingham. That's located at 810 St. Vincent's Drive in Birmingham, Alabama, 35205. And the phone number from their website and his website as well is area code 205-939-7000. Okay? And Miss May, did you have, prior to the meningioma, did you get any prior diagnoses of cancer?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And then, Dr. Bowen, is he also your treating doctor in addition to your diagnosing doctor?
As far as
Did you, well, what, t did you have chemo?
the
What, did you see him for follow-up visit?
yeah that
Okay.
so they perform the craniotomy, but the radiation was done by another doctor.
Okay. Okay. Do you know who that doctor was?
Anna Harris.
HAIR Harris, maybe? If I can get close, I'll find
Yes,
it,
Anna.
just like I did.
Yeah, Anna Harris.
Anna Harris. Is it Hurst by Dr. Anna Hurst? I have a Anna Hollis. You think it's Hares, huh?
At Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Coosa, COOSA Valley.
Oh, I got that part. Thank you. There it is. And that's in Birmingham. Okay. And that's okay. I've got their address. Coosa Valley Medical Center. It's an acute center. Oh, come on, give me their address. Their website actually does not have their website, their address on it, so bear with me. Referred to as Alabama's best kept secret, though.
What location did you say?
I just found one. I have 315 West Hickory Street, and I don't know how to say this name correctly. Sylacauga, Alabama. Is that it? No.
Sylacauga.
Yeah, is that it? Thank you. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Then I'll put that information in here. And that was Dr. Harris, correct? Or Harris.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Harris, HARRIS.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Then everything else I need is right here. Let's just copy that. And thank you for being very thorough. I don't know if you know how these torts work. The claims are similar to a civil lawsuit, but they're not. And I mean a class action suit. They're not. Each case is judged on its individual merit. You know how in a class action suit, let's say hypothetically, if the settlement came out to be $100, all the claimants split up that $100, and that basically leaves very little for each claimant. These suits are a little bit different. Each case is judged by its merit, And so that's why these intakes are very, very thorough in the questions that we're asking. And I do appreciate you knowing these answers as well as helping us get this done, because it really helps strengthen your claim. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, was Dr. Harris the same one that prescribed any pharmaceuticals or anything like that you would have been taking, even pain meds or anything like that?
Or
would that have been any prescriptions at all that you received? Did you get them from Samuel Bowen, Dr. Harris, or both?
I did after the craniotomy. I did get a prescription from him.
Okay.
But I did get prescription from Dr. Harris.
Okay.
And they went to the same place.
Okay. Good. I'm going to ask that in 1 second. Well, you know what? We could go with Dr. Harris because she's actually the treating doctor. So Sam Bowen did perform the surgery, but this will all come out in the records. Thank you, too. Okay. And again, I'm just copying and pasting from information that we already were able to find. Now, where do you typically get your prescriptions filled? CVS, Walgreens?
Here, Walgreens. There's a Walgreens on 431 in Anniston.
Hold on. Walgreens. We got a lot of tabs open. Walgreens. Anniston?
Yes.
.431 came right up. Oh, it's on US 431, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have very few streets still named like that. They've kind of taken them all over out here, but I'm old enough to remember people actually living on like highway this, highway that.
Yes, it's like that everywhere here.
Well, it's changing. US, not all they have is 2499 US 431. Thank you. And then I have a phone number already for them of 256-820-6901. Thank you, ma'am. And can I ask you a question, Ms. May? How are you doing now? I mean, is there any special precautions or any medical, you know, do you got to pay attention? I mean, what's going on? Any anxiety, anything like that? I just want to put some notes in here for you.
I don't experience any anxiety or anything like that. Like I'm fine for the most part. I can't have kids, but as
do you,
far as
do
are you
worry
speaking
about
like
any,
a,
go ahead.
Are you speaking of like
well,
long term side effects or
yeah,
mentally?
Just even mentally, I mean, do you have anxiety about it reoccurring, you know, anything like that? That's what I meant about anxiety, because I've actually, through this conversation, gotten to know you that you're pretty solid, so you're doing good. But do you worry about it coming back? Do you have to take any special precautions other than you cannot have children? Anything that I should know?
I just try to keep track of my health. I mean, I know there's a lot of things that we can't prevent, but to try to be preventative, I try to keep track of my health pretty good.
Thank you for that. Okay, so you preventative health. Thank you for sharing that. And can you confirm for me, you don't necessarily have to have them in your hand right now, but even at the hospital, can you confirm for me that medical records do exist? And if necessary, would you be able to pull these records and provide them either by mail or electronically? And the reason I say if necessary, because one of the forms I'm going to ask you to sign in a minute is going to be for the attorneys to pull your medical records, which is always the best way to do it, to let the attorneys pull it. But if they have any issues or like that, would you be able to get us a copy of the medical records?
I would be able to get you a copy, yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let me go back up, and this is how we pull the medical records. May I have your Social Security number, please?
424-37-36-38.
Let me read that back to you. 424-373-6638, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ma'am, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
I have before, yes.
Okay, let me just look this over because make sure I didn't miss anything. And, okay, you did answer those. Thank you. Okay, and then one last question. We do ask, in case of an emergency, that you provide us with a contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you and we're not able to get a hold of you. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So could you give me the first name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe, as an emergency contact? And it can be whoever you choose.
I guess I could use my best friend.
That's fine. And by the way, Miss
Maria,
it's highly unlikely that we're going to be calling these folks.
No, so yeah, I was just trying to figure out who I would use for my emergency contact.
I got you. I have Maria.
Yeah. Last name, Valentine, Valentine.
Thank you. And what's Maria's phone number?
205-400-5100.
5100. And she's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And does Maria live with you by chance?
No.
Okay. Oh, you know what? And do you happen to know her email, or can I do this? Would you, would she have access to your email in the event that something were to happen to you?
No.
Okay. Do you know her email address?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have a contact that you would be able to provide an email address with? Or I still could put your email address in the event that something were to happen. You could let Maria access your email if we needed to, which is fine as well.
Well, yeah, I could do that. Could do that.
Okay. Thank you. And it really is just in case, in the event something unfortunate happens. That's really what this particular section's about.
Okay.
So that truly is fine. And then, do you happen to know the street that Maria lives on?
I don't know the street.
Okay. Let me see something here. I'm just going to pull up a map and I'll get you something. Bear with me here just a second, ma'am. That truly is the last question. I'm just trying to figure out here what to get you. What city does Maria live in?
Lincoln, Alabama.
Lincoln. Let me pull this up. Okay. You know, I have a And I this would be good enough because I promise you we're not going to be mailing anything, but I do have her coming up at 157 Overlook Ridge in Lincoln. Would that be acceptable if I put that?
Sure.
Do you know where that is?
I don't think that's I know she's lived at a couple of places up that way, but that doesn't sound familiar.
Could be an old one, huh?
Yeah.
Or not even her. Okay.
I mean, that's possible too, but I don't think there's too many Maria Ballantyne.
No, that's what I was saying. That's why it wasn't that hard to pull up. I found a couple of things. I have 205 Joe Street.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. All right. Now, would it be acceptable if I put your address?
You can.
Okay. So for that, I have the Woodgate Circle address. Let me just pop that in.
Yeah.
Sorry that took so long.
No, it's fine.
Okay. And so, again, I do have a firm that's accepted your case. They're Pulaski 84. And what we need to do to file the claim is have you sign these documents via DocuSign that I'm preparing for you right now. And I'm going to send it to you both via text and email. And there will be a copy of it in your email box once you've executed. Let me just look this over because it looks like... this one here. You did already tell me that you used the brand name Depo. Did you ever use the generic, or do you know, or was it always the brand name?
It was always the brand name.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And you actually did tell me that, so thank you.
Okay.
6-3-8-6-2. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to go into my DocuSign, log in, and send the doc to you.
Okay.
You're honestly about 3 minutes away from being done. And while you're doing that, I am going to send you, as I said, a text message with my contact information. And if you have any additional questions or anything that you like to discuss, you are more than welcome to reach back out to me. But I'm also going to send you the phone number to your attorney, and they're going to be reaching out to you. And basically, they're just going to be giving you an introduction call. You won't have to go through everything that you just went through with me. They'll have this document in their hand, by the way. So I'm spinning on my side. Now, you should have received a text message as well as an email this May from Randall Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could go ahead and click open wherever you think is easiest, text message probably is, but that's up to you. And then the first thing it's going to do is ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically. And I'll be quiet from that point.
Okay, I'm reading it.
Okay, take your time, ma'am. And by the way,
okay, review.
A copy will be deposited.
I'm sorry?
A copy of this will be in your email, and so you're going to have a copy of it. You're more than welcome to review it anytime. And ma'am, if you ever asked, we would let you out of this. But let me just tell you one thing, and it is in the contract as well. There is no charge to you for this unless the attorneys are successful in your claim, in which case it's a 60-40 split. You get the 60, the attorneys take the 40. If they're unsuccessful in your claim, there will be no charge to you whatsoever. Okay? And that is in that contract, but I did want to make sure that you know that.
Okay. Let's see. I agree to...
So there's a little box you check down. Yes, the little box you check, and then you'll hit the, after you've checked the box, you'll hit the yellow right next to it. Continue, I believe, is the next one that says. There you go.
Okay.
And now you'll hear this in the background, but it's me, so you don't need to click on this. The first one I'm sending you is my name, Randy Reese, again, like the peanut butter cups, and my phone number as well as my email address. I just sent that.
Okay.
And then the other one I'm sending you is Pulaski 84. That's the firm that's representing you in this. And they're on that contract that you have that you're taking a look at right now. But rather than having to make you dig through that contract, I'm also sending you their phone number as well. And like I say, they'll be reaching out to you shortly. And it's just a quick verification, introductory call. And so watch for that. But if they miss you, they will leave you a voice message. But also at the same time, if a few days go by and you haven't heard from them, you're more than welcome to check with me, but you will. These guys are good. They're good at what they do, and you're in really, really good hands. So I would tell you this. Let me take a look here at where we're at. You have completed the document, Ms. May. Do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. I want to thank you for participating in this. This is the only way we can get these manufacturers to stop putting profits before people. And again, I'm really, really sorry with what you had to go through. And if I can do anything else to be of assistance to you with this claim, please let me know. And again, any other ladies that want to talk to me about this, please feel free to pass on my phone number. And ma'am, thank you very much. And I don't know if I should say roll tide or go Tigers, but I'll just tell you this. You live in a very
roll tide.
Oh, there we go. Okay, ma'am. Roll tide, all right? Thank you. You have a blessed day, young lady, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.